Yeah. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Dobro jutro. Good morning. I'm very happy to see you on your 64 rounds day. I will make a photo before, and then I will make a photo after, and I'm sure I will see devotees in the last photo, that is the after photo, who are full of ecstasy, of love of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So far you have all been working very, very hard individually, and I have said this morning to Ananda Gopal, we were wrong. We did not think that you would be able to go so deeply into the Japa retreat. After all, it's level one. It's not yet level two or level three. And I'm very, very impressed by you, really. You could have done level two and level three, and so on. So by now you have learned something about some techniques, although we made it very clear, and we were very clear, that techniques alone are not what we look for. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra means actually that from a level which is beyond us, that is, from a spiritual level, the holy name comes down, and we get some, it's called Naam Kripa, mercy of the holy name, which empowers our chanting. Therefore, yesterday, we have talked a lot about the right mood in chanting, which can attract the mercy of the Lord. We spoke about prayer. We spoke also in our lecture about the need of a humble state of mind. I think most of us remember the verse, and we can briefly say it together. Trinadapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahi. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is recommending us in very clear words that if you want to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, you must do so in a humble state of mind. You must be humble, yes. You must be tolerant with the things which come from outside, which are disturbing you. You should not be so upset, but tolerate. You should not expect respect for yourself so much. Inside of us, there is this constant picture which we saw on the in the movie. You know, there was one rock and roll star who was praised by how many? Maybe a few thousand people. Wow, they were going, oh, well done, well sung, and so on. So no, in spiritual life, we should be free from that desire that millions of people praise us, but instead we should respect others. So Krishna conscious chanting, we have learned, and I guess you know this all the while, is really more dependent on the mood of your humble service, and then you can become a what? A receiver. Hare Krishna, you can receive something. You can get some gifts. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung a song which I want to try to sing a little bit for you, just two or few lines. Trinadikahina dina kinchana akinchana cha apane manobi sada chadi chadi ahankara. Much more beautiful. He says, or he sings, you should give up all false pride. And you should consider seriously, what is your value? You are an eternal, small, little soul, surrounded with so much of a big story. You should realistically be lower and more humble than a blade of grass. Yes, then he says, Vriksha sama, Vriksha means a tree. You should practice forgiveness like that of a tree. A tree you can cut, a tree, and if you are in the nature, you might even look around, is someone looking, and then you might pass urine on the tree when no one is looking, and you and the tree is just standing there and practices forgiveness like that of a tree, giving up all violence towards other living beings. Remember when we were seeing the chanting movie, there was one part where he was thinking about his enemy and he was beating him up. No, this is not good if you want to chant. Instead, you should protect others and maintain them. How could you protect another person, Tushta Krishna? What could you do? How will you protect them? You give spiritual guidance when he has some problem which needs to be solved. And how could you maintain another person? You could do what I am doing now. Give a Java retreat and maintain others in their spiritual life. Take care of them, that it's easier for them to practice. In the course of passing your life, you should never give anxiety to others. But rather, you should do good for others while forgetting about your own happiness. Tadgata, if you want to be happy, forget about being happy. Try to make others happy. And I think you have done this by making these brilliant jewel-like counting beads. Forget your own stories. Very important. Take care of others. Then you will automatically be happy. So, when you have thus become a great soul, with all good qualities, you should abandon desires for your own fame and honor and make your own heart humble. Hare Krishna. You should know that Krishna resides within all living creatures. And you should with great respect show honor to all beings. Krishna is there in the heart. Therefore you should respect. So these four qualities, humility, mercifulness, respect towards others, and the renunciation of desires for your own prestige, this will make bring you on a very high level of spiritual life. You will become virtuous. And when you are on that level, my dear devotees, where you are humble, merciful, respectful, and not desiring your own prestige to grow, when you are on such a level, then you can always sing the glories of the Supreme Lord without interruptions. It will be easy for you. But when you are the opposite, that is puffed up, self-centered, always desiring, when will everyone appreciate me? Yes, Hare Krishna. Why don't they say some nice things about me in the morning class? Why always Krishna? Intolerable. You know, when you are on that level, my dear devotees, when you have these other, when you have the bad qualities, or when you are on that level, a low level, huh? You will find it a little difficult to chant another's name, Krishna's name. You will rebel against this. Yeah, I had disciples who came to me after some practice, and they said, I finally found out what is the problem, and I was thinking, oh God, now he will solve his problem and he will go onwards. The problem is Krishna. Krishna is always in the center. I just can't agree with this. What's about me? I was just crying when I heard it. Oh, the soul is not in this lifetime. Not much will happen for this person if he cannot renounce this self-centeredness. Oh, very sad. I was crying I said, that's the problem. Yes, he said, exactly. No, I said, the problem is that you have not understood that God is God and you are his servant. Again you say this to me. Yes, because it is the truth. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur cries and submit means he gives his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord and sings, O Lord, when will you give me the qualification to have such attributes, such qualities? Huh? Or we can say it simply, O Lord, when will you give me these qualifications? Hare Krishna. Okay, this is where we are now. I wanted to give you a summary of our journey. We were thinking yesterday very deeply about our relationship to Krishna, because we don't want to be like that unfortunate soul who says the problem is Krishna, that he is in the center. We want to solve this particular enviousness towards the Lord which brought us in the world by making our relationship with Krishna. Okay, Philip, this is our program. Good. So now, Gaurahari. Gaurahari is writing his new entry into the diary. We will sing Jai Radha Madhava and start the lecture. But how are you, may I ask you, well rested? You look all right. Amarananda, ready? Ready. Good. Sharada, ready? Good. This verse is from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 24, text 42. It is describing the life of the great sage Kadama Muni, who had been in the forest meditating until the moment where the Lord appeared before him. The Lord came riding on Garuda. The saint saw that the object of his meditation, whom he had contemplated about in his heart of hearts, his inner heart, his citta, that same Lord had moved out of his heart and now was before him. And do you know what the Lord told him? You should marry. He was surprised. But he said, "My Lord, if this is what you wish, yes, I will certainly marry." The Lord said, "There's a reason why I wish you to marry. I want to appear in your family. My name will be Kapila, and I will expound, that means present and preach, the Sankhya Yoga system in the Vedic way, which is a wonderful program which we want to teach in our eco-village near Zagreb. In the Vedic way, there we will teach about the Sankhya of Kapila Muni, which is more or less, you could describe it as a step-by-step yoga process where you become free of the bondage of the material elements and join with or connect with the Lord. It's a very, very interesting. It's an original yoga system. So, yes. So, it was interesting that after Kapila had grown up, Kadama Muni left the home to travel like any Grihastha should do when he returns 50. He leaves family life behind. That was only a fasa, a phase, short phase, and to concentrate himself on the real subject matter, that is, that we are eternal soul, and soon there will be death. Everything will be taken away from us. So let me now connect with the Lord. And as a soul, I want to now be connected with the Lord. This is what he did. And it's surprising. Prabhupada asked a question in the purport. Why should Kadama Muni do this? I mean, why should he search for God when God had appeared in his household? Rajashri, this is a good question, isn't it? Imagine, Rajashri, your son, who is now under your heart, or your child, which is under the heart, is an incarnation of God. Then if Sridhar would start to leave household life when he's 50, you would say, "Why do you leave? He's here." You would have a case, and I don't know what Sridhar would say. I think he would be defeated at that moment. So let us now enter this for a while, because I've picked this verse. Why? Because Kadama Muni left home and accepted the vow of Mona, what we will do today also. And Prabhupada explains in the second part of the purport what it is to practice Mona. Are you ready? Vratam saastito monam. Monam, huh? Atmaika sharano munihi. Nisango vyacharat chonim. Anakni aniketanah. Translation. The sage Kadama accepted silence as a vow. Why did he become silent? Well, in order to think undisturbed of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take shelter of him exclusively. Without association, He traveled over the surface of the globe as a sannyasi, devoid of any relationship with fire or shelter. What does this mean? If you have no relationship to fire, it means you don't cook anything for yourself. You are a raw diet man. Fruits, roots, sometimes leaves of certain plants, and herbs. That's what you take. And shelter, that means he didn't build a house for himself. He was just traveling, sometimes sleeping under a tree, sometimes in the cave of the mountains. He really renounced everything. Why? Good morning, Onella. Orlando. Oh, yes, sorry. he wanted to totally fix fix his mind on the Lord. That was it in his mind. So let us read from the purport with great attention. Here the words anagnya aniketanaha are very significant. A sannyasi should be completely detached from fire and any residential quarters. I try this in Croatia in the winter. A grihastha has a relationship with fire, either for offering sacrifices or for cooking. But a sannyasi is freed from these responsibilities. He does not have to cook or offer fire for sacrifice, because he is always engaged in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he has already accomplished all ritualistic performances of religion. Aniketana means without lodging. He should not have his own house, but should depend completely on the Supreme Lord for his food and lodging. He should travel. When I read this, my dear devotee, Sundarananda had just planned to build a house in the Eco Village, and I immediately phoned him and said, Sundarananda, this house should not be exclusively for my use. When I am there, I can stay there in one room, but when I'm not there, others should also stay. That is I have read a purport of Srila Prabhupada. And we will arrange it now like this. So Mona, now listen very carefully. This is now very important for your day. Now we come to the part in the purport where we learn about this practice and why, for what this practice is good. Mona means silence. Yes. Unless one becomes silent, he cannot think completely about the pastimes and activities of the Lord. It is not that because one is a fool and cannot speak nicely, he therefore takes the vow of Mona. No, rather one becomes silent so that people will not disturb him. It is said by Chanakya Pandit that a rascal appears very intelligent as long as he does not speak. Yes. But speaking is the test. The so-called silence of a silent impersonalist Swami indicates that really he has nothing to say. He simply wants to beg. But the silence adopted by the devotees on the Japa retreat. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I read something wrong. Start again. But the silence adopted by Kadama Muni was not like that. He became silent for becoming relieved from nonsensical talk. One is called a Muni. Muni, you know, Mona, Muni. One is called a Muni when he remains grave. Grave means something like dubak, you know, very deep inside. Dubok, yes. Dubok or dubak? Dubok, okay. You must know. One is called a Muni when he remains dubok, remains grave and does not talk nonsense. Maharaj Ambarisha set a very good example. Whenever he spoke about the pastimes of the Lord. And now, it's very important, you know, the impersonalist monistic person who practices Mona does not talk at all, but we talk spiritual talk. Spiritual talk is the perfection of Mona, because Mona really means to refrain from what disturbs you, that is material sound vibration. But spiritual sound vibration does not only not disturb you, spiritual sound vibration helps you to rise on the highest level. It's the perfection of Mona. Do you understand this logic, Braj Kishore? Yes. Good. So you can chant today, 64 rounds. So Mona, Prabhupada says, necessitates. Necessitate means to make it necessary. Mona necessitates refraining from nonsensical talking and, on the other side, engaging the talking facility in the pastimes of the Lord. In that way, one can chant and hear about the Lord in order to perfect his life. Vratam means, you know, Mona Vratam means, this Vratam means that one should take a vow, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, Amani Tvang Adambi Tvam, without hankering for personal respect and without being proud of one's material position. Ahimsa means, yes, nonviolence. There are 18 processes for attaining knowledge and perfection, and by his vow, Kadama Muni adopted all the principles of self-realization. In other words, the vow of silence is one of the principles which leads to self-realization. I will give this machine a careful. Can you find for me, please, Gita 10:38 and Gita 17:16. Yeah. So, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Askatyane Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Yadveda Garadhara Ivasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I will tell you. So, in this Bhagavatam text, we have heard of a great saint, Kadava Muni, who adopted principles for self-realization, to answer Rajashri's question that why did Kadama leave the household when the Lord had personally appeared. It was because he wanted to give an example to people how important it is to follow the directions of the Lord, that is to renounce household life at one stage in the life and prepare himself exclusively for the spiritual life, for thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, he wanted to respect Krishna's system and wanted to give an example for people that even when there are special circumstances, you should still think of following the Lord's instructions and prepare yourself, because self-realization cannot wait. It's the most important of our human life. Good. So this monam is helping us to become free from the talk in our head. As we have analyzed on our mind training day, I think that was the second full day of the retreat, as we have analyzed there, that the mind is constantly moving and it is constantly talking to us. Either it talks with plans for the future, this is called Vikalpa, or it talks, this is something else. It's the mind talks with things he likes, and the mind talks to us with things he does not like. The mind's talk becomes translated by our organism, not by our subtle organism, into feelings. Sometimes it's difficult to analyze the talk of the mind, but you can go a little step deeper to the talk which never lies, where you can always capture the mind. That is feelings, world of feelings. That's the subconscious voice of the mind. So the mind is always there, either up talking to us or down bringing feelings in us, bringing about feelings in us, feelings of different types of feelings. So the mind becomes fed by sound vibration, by what he hears throughout the day. From this person we hear something, from the radio we hear something, from the TV we hear something, from our society and environment we hear something, and then it digests what it hurts and is vibrated, just like your body, Mahajwala, becomes fed by food, and then it digests, and you develop you are not so much visible, but yes, you develop your shape. So the mind develops its shape by sound vibration, by hearing, and if you want that you have a spiritual mind, you have to give it spiritual sound vibration. And material sound vibration means you just stop feeding the material mind. It's amazing. When you have Monam, when you do this for 40 days, you will find out you think completely in different ways. It's almost like when you fast for 40 days, you look different. Has anyone ever fasted for maybe a week or so? I think Amrita Kaili, you have fasted for a week once, didn't it? No? I have once fasted. Imagine, I was so wild when I was young. I fasted for 1 year. Means I did an apple fast. I only ate one apple in the morning. Hare Krishna. I looked different at that time. I wanted to experiment. When you're young, you can do such things. Now I couldn't do this. Now fasting your mind, starving your mind, and not we have a you know, not total starving, spurt. Your life looks different. Ananda Gopal, you can't imagine how you think. When you wouldn't talk for a few days and just put different food into your mind, you are a different person. And I can tell you, it's extremely relieving. You feel happy. In the first day, second day or so, when you just don't talk, I mean, when you talk Hare Krishna, then it's easy. But if you don't talk at all, it will not be so easy for Mona. It's almost like, who of you have fasted again? Let me see. For a few days? No, this is very rare. I mean, I'm surprised. I thought you were more have fasted. Raj Kishore, no? Not yet. No problem, Raj Kishore, no problem. No need. But if you do it the first day or 2 days, how do you feel? You have a headache. Because the toxins in the body, you know, the body digests, and now everything is no longer covered and it comes up. That's why you have to drink the whole Adriatic Sea on the first day and just flush it all out, you know. Actually, the sea is not healthy, but so much water. The sea. Yeah. So when you would be monam without talking, it would be a little difficult. But we chant. We talk the nicest sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. You know, we are on the safe side. It's a water fast, a soup fast. No, it's a nectar fast, which we do. You know, there are different types of fast where you actually drink vegetable juice is one type. Krishna. So, can you understand the logic? While when you don't hear material sound vibration, you begin to think differently. It works wonders. It's the best therapy you can imagine. Just don't feed your mind with material sound vibration, so that it's not so fat in a material sense. You know. Reduce the fat of the mind, you know, the material fat mind, you know, and don't talk material sound vibration, and talk spirit sound vibration. You will look completely different. We do this sometimes when we are in Braj for 1 month. We just chant, and then I invite devotees usually once a month. You know, I'm there a whole month, and then I invite them to, and then I lecture to them and preach to them. In other words, I break my monam to just preach, because that's also monam. You know, that's spiritual sound vibration. And they always say to me, you look so happy. You look so different. You look so blissful. And I'm telling them, yes, because I'm not on the material platform any longer. I have not put material sounds in my mind. I'm away from the Western civilization. You can try. You can visit me and make an experiment. You know, make a photo, click, and then you will see I'm not as materialistic as I usually am. So this is a very, very, very good process. It is one of the principles for realization. Now, I have been in India and I have seen Mona Babas. Do you know what is a Mona Baba? You know, I stayed once with an Nita Gore world traveling Sankirtan party. That was a wonderful traveling Sankirtan party. We were in two big buses and we traveled and preached. And wow, I've never had such an adventure in my life. When I have time, I want to write an adventure novel about what we saw. I don't even have to speculate anything. I just have to. It was so adventurous, you can't imagine. Anyway, so we stayed in the Himalayas, in the ashram of one Mona Baba, and every day I saw him how he was reading the newspaper. That is not starving the mind with material sound vibration. And then he would communicate with his people in the ashram. They didn't understand. And I said, he wants something to eat. He was really not a Mona Baba. Hare Krishna. Then one day the Mona Baba went into the cinema. We heard about this. Someone came to us. Our Mona Baba was in the cinema. And then I asked him, why were you in the cinema? And he said, his mind was not really free from material sound vibration or material impressions. That's not Mona. You have to be grave and silent, you know. So I want to read you a little bit more about Mona, because I know it's new in the Hare Krishna movement, but it's in our scriptures. Gaura Hariji, you have to give me your computer. It's in the Bhagavad Gita. You find a very interesting verse, my dear devotees. Dando damayatam asmi nitirasmi jigisatam monam monam, huh? Chaivasmi guyanam jnanam jnanavatam aham. Lord Krishna says, of secret things, I am Mona. I am silence. There's another verse in the Gita about silence, which we have found for you on this computer machine. It's in the 17th chapter, verse 16, where it says, mana prasada somyatvang monam atma vinigraha. Here in the 17th chapter, Lord Krishna speaks about different types of favorable principles which help the mind. And he says, of all the principles which help your mind, satisfaction is the best. Simplicity, be simple, don't be so complicated. Hare Krishna. Be grave and be self-controlled and be purified. Here's the verse for you in English. And satisfaction, simplicity, gravity. Gravity means monam, to be deep inside of you. self-control and purification of one's existence. These are the austerities of the mind. Hare Krishna. So these are some quotations from Shastra about the vow of silence, which we will do today. We will start with the vow of silence at 9 o'clock. And when this lecture ends, hopefully it ends, then yes, it's possible. And then we will enter our day. And I sincerely request, I especially request Dayal Nitai from Sarajevo to, if it's too difficult for you, then you can go on the beach and talk to the fishes and joke with them. But don't go to the devotees and make them laugh and do different things, Hare Krishna. He is our very good-hearted and very wonderful devotee. Dayanita actually has been, Nita Daya has been in so many japa retreats now, and he has done wonderful. I'm just saying that we should all please respect this. Mona means also we don't try to be for ourselves. Mona, when you want to do Mona, you even don't communicate through glances. you really try. The idea is you try to go inside of you. You know, when I meet Manupati, and then I go like, then I communicate, today with the holy name, with Krishna, and you can expect miracles to happen, really. On the japa retreat, if I would read you, I'm trying now to do a collection of things which devotees have experienced on the japa retreat. And I have some experiences. I mean, I couldn't believe what happened. Good. Now the second part is, of course, the more important part. I just started the lecture like this. It's about chanting 64 rounds. But I just want to like to see, is there a question about Mona Vrata in you? Philip, yes? How should we organize services today? Very good question. For those who are doing service, they obviously will be able to talk to each other. Because otherwise, you would have to do it like the Mona Baba. We would talk. We would become totally frustrated because the communication is so unclear, So better we talk, just very brief, then it's very clear. Right, it's the same. Your mind is an activity. Please, this is so absolutely important. You have to always understand the essence of a thing. The people are so much after the form, but they are not understanding the essence behind. Huh? The external form is, you don't move the lips, but for the lips to move, you first move the mind, right? So when you want to stop the movement of the mind. Good. I think this was a very good question, Philip, that yes, please. And it might be, and there's another thing, I will open my shop from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. I have an open shop down there. I don't know where the shade is, but somewhere down there where the shade is, and you can come and get biscuits, mineral water, energy bars, everything for free. Govindananda looks, what comes now? I was not informed about an open shop with biscuits and energy bars. It's when you need some advice, some inspiration, then I am there and I will answer questions which you might have. You follow? For 1 hour, I will give assistance, japa consultation, it's called. Don't understand?
Do you speak?
You are the best. No. You have pleased the devotees. Devashi Narada Prabhu. It's like this. Say, psht, monam. No. Say there's someone who chants and who just either needs an inspiration to continue, or who has a question and it's working in him, or he wants some advice and so on, then he can come for some consultation. He can ask his question. I will give the answer as good as I can to help. And then he goes and he only asks that question. There is where he is talking for 30 seconds or how long it takes, 1 minute to ask the question. See, I thought it's good to have an assistant because, see, we don't want, this is very important, when you do spiritual practices, you don't go like, Sasha, our yoga therapeut, can tell us when in yoga exercises or in any exercise, when you do it too much, there is something like gritch. Gritch means a spasm in English. You have to learn a little Croatian. It's the best language, you know, or Serbian or Bosnian or Slovenian is also good, but it's more difficult, I found out. Yeah. So if there is a gritch, that means a spasm, you know, then that's unnatural. That's not what we want, you know. This is so childish. We is joyful, happy, serious, sincere. That's what we want. We don't want to work on the platform of this childish spiritual movements. And then they feel like very good. It's only the ego who feels very good with a gritch and with a spasm. I was doing this, you know. It's not the receiver's mood. It's we are giving our best. We are humble servants of Krishna. Yes. Are we fasting from food? No, there will be breakfast at 9 o'clock and there will be prasadam, lunch prasadam at 2 o'clock. We fast from material food, but we accept spiritual food. That's the idea is always, we fast from material sound vibration, but we bathe ourselves in spiritual sound vibration. It's positive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good, Amarananda. Amarananda will be there taking care for you when you come. You can come whenever you want to take prasadam. In which room? In that prasadam hall. Yes, yes. Good. Yeah, it's there for you. Huh? So no anxiety. It's a, also when you feel tired, you know, in the day, just take, better you take like 15 minutes a rest. Prabhupada called these rests a snap. It means nap, a nap, you know. Nap is an English word, no? A nap. Yes, you take a cat nap, you know, just very, yoo-hoo, and then you continue, you know. So I'm, any other question on Monam? Because we really want to come to the main part, the chanting. I will be behind you with a whip, and when you see, say, "Ow!" I will personally whip you. No, Shalom say, I'm joking. What to do? No problem. No problem. You know, no problem. We are not fanatic. You know, we are not sectarian. Or when you out of mistake, you know, you just, she's something, you are a young girl, full with good temperament, when you say, wonderful, no problem, you know, it's very good, you know, be natural, be yourself. It's just, you know, we are not a sect, you know, we are not in external things. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. Is it absolutely, Pavle will be the last question, because he's our philosopher, he has always good question. Pavle, what is your question?
I really have a practical
question. Yes. Aha, you save yourself. You serve yourself. Yeah. Aha, you go and you put what you want. Buffet style. Is it buffet or what is it? Buffet style. Yes. So, my dear devotees, now concentrate. Please give your best. I know you are already full with your information. You know what you want to do. You are ready to start. But there is a question in Raj Kishore's mind. Will I make it? It seems difficult. 64 rounds. I have seen this question. It's from the beginning of this lecture in Braj Kishore's face. He feels like someone who is punished today. And I need to address this question. So please listen very carefully. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he once said, no, there were always devotees who invited him to take lunch at their home. His secretary, Swarup Damodar, was requested to arrange all these invitations, but often there were more invitations than there were days in a month. You can imagine, everyone wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, and there are only 31 days in a month. So that means only 31 devotees got the chance in a month. So Mahaprabhu said to Swarup Damodar one day, I will only accept invitations from a person who is a Lakeshwara. Lakeshwara means 100,000. It means something, to say like this would mean in our language, I would only accept an invitation from someone who is a millionaire. Now when you say millionaire, you don't mean a million photo cameras. or a million forks or a million TV sets. You mean a million euros or a million kunas or a million pounds or a million rupees. So the devotees, when they heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I only accept invitation from someone who is a Lakesh, who has 100,000, they associated that he meant 100,000 of the currency, which were, I believe at that time, golden coins. And the devotee said, what? Then the Lord will not come to me. I'm very poor. I have only the shadow of a golden coin. That is, my neighbor has a golden coin, and when it's in the sun, the shadow comes to me. I don't have any million, I'm very poor. You know, I'm very poor. And they were saying, only the rich devotees can have association with our Lord. Oh no. Oh. When the Lord would hear the dejection of his poorer disciple, he would laugh and explain that he meant rich in the holy name. Here's the quotation. The Lord replied, do you know what is a Lakeshvara, a possessor of 100,000? What he is? He is someone who chants 1 lakh or 100,000 holy names a day. I call such a person a Lakeshvara. I only take meals in that person's house, no one else. So, this means that Lord Chaitanya would only accept the offering of food of someone who chanted 64 rounds a day, because to chant 100,000 names means you chant something like 58 rounds, but because you always mumble or gobble up one, it's not complete, or you're a little fast with your counting fingers, therefore one chants 64 rounds. Then you have, you are sure you have all the 100,000 names there. So this refers really to everyone who wants to offer something to Lord Chaitanya. And in the Chaitanya tradition, it was a custom that every devotee of Mahaprabhu would chant 64 rounds a day. You could not offer your food because Mahaprabhu wouldn't accept. How can you eat boga? Up to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's time. See what he said. He said, everyone living in our temples, that means in the Gaudiya Math, must make an effort to chant 1 lakh, 64 rounds of holy names daily. Otherwise, different types of material attachments may creep in one's heart that will hamper one's devotional service. May I ask you to be very honest? Who of you has material attachments? Please raise your head. Oh, many. Only Devashi Narada not. Oh, you also. Oh, sorry. It could be Govindanandan because you don't chant 64 rounds a day. Banu Nandini. Here it says, if you don't chant 64 rounds a day, different types of material attachments may creep in one's heart that will hamper one's devotional service. See, this is the consequence of not having all the time a spiritual consciousness. Do you follow his logic? In fact, Now, fasten your seatbelts, please. It gets a little intense now. In fact, the Lord does not accept food offering from one who does not chant daily 1 lakh of holy names. And then you might ask, how is it possible? Here is how it's possible. One should balance his time so that he can finish one leg, that is 64 rounds, of holy names per day, and then also perform his other allotted duties. I think in this discovery lecture, Vijay Guranga, we discover how serious spiritual life is. Let me ask you a question, Vijay Guranga. You are also our philosopher. What do you consider more important, material life or spiritual life? Material life is temporary, spiritual life is eternal. Give your vote for one or the other. What is more important? I think we all know it's a rhetorical question, spiritual life. But we have to live in this world, we have a body, we are not so pure, therefore we also have to have a type of, you know, work and everything. But all this is meant to support our spiritual life. First, things. Second. No, doesn't sound right. First, things first. We are all thinking first things second. This is a mistake. The more important things are more important things, and we have to take care they are there in our life. Hare Krishna. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati kept that standard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is about Srila Prabhupada? Now you will fasten your seatbelt, please, again. I want to read to you something which was very, very revealing for me. When Srila Prabhupada first came to America, he in fact encouraged his early disciples to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and his own guru standard. Mukunda Maharaj remembers. Who knows Mukunda Maharaj, if I may know? Oh yeah, Chita, how do you know him? Did he come to Italy or?
In Radhadesh.
In Radhadesh, yeah. Mm-hmm. In 1967, in San Francisco, Srila Prabhupada asked me, what is your definition of Krishna? I said, Krishna is God. He is the Supreme Being. Our duty is to worship and serve Him. Swamiji seemed fairly satisfied, and then he said, you must chant 64 rounds per day on your beads. I was shocked at this and could not answer. I did not know if there was any need to answer. I just kept looking at Swamiji and he kept looking at me. After some time, he said, or at least you can chant 32 rounds a day. Still silence. I considered it to be very difficult to chant even 16 rounds a day. What to speak of 32 rounds or 64 rounds? I was wondering how I could possibly chant these 32 rounds. Prabhupada kept looking at me. And I kept looking at Prabhupada. After some time, Swamiji said, at the very least, this is minimum, huh? You must chant 16 rounds every day. This is a concession. Prabhupada writes about this concession in his book, the Nectar of Instruction, where he explains how Westerners fail to concentrate for a long, long time. And he says, the Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, he is considered fallen, patita. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord, with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana. You know everything. The deliverer of the fallen. Prabhus, if you think about this seriously, you will see that spiritual life is on the first place in the Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada always, throughout his teaching career, would say that the ideal is, and we will hear about this on Friday, what the ideal of chanting is. He said one should always chant. Here is one quotation where he says, Sada means in Croatian now. But in Sanskrit, Sada means always. Haridas Thakur says, Nirantara Namaloy, chant the Hare Krishna mantra without stopping. Now I want to, at the end, say what we do today is the standard. It's normal for spiritual life. Nothing special. You can be relaxed. I want to give you a word of caution. Now, how do we say in Croatian language a word of caution? Upozoreni. Yeah, upozoreni. There was a time where one king, his name is Gopal Singh. In the many books I have, there is his life story. Gopal Singh, he was the king of a small kingdom called Vishnupur, and he ordered everyone in his country to chant 64 rounds a day. Now imagine the farmers. They have to, in the summertime, get up very early and be on the field 5 o'clock. So they have maybe finished, because they were tired, 9 rounds, if they are lucky. And then they come back after a whole day's work and have to chant 64 minus 9. How many rounds is this? 55 rounds at 7 o'clock. Congratulations. Do you think they are very enthusiastic about their rounds? Ah, they are now hungry. They want to also talk with their neighbor, and you know, they want to have some fun after all this heavy work, you know, and now it's 55 rounds. Ah. And their 55 rounds were chanted under what is called in English duress. In English, another word would be stress, internal stress. And this is not how you can chant. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says when you want to chant, you should chant in a joyful mood, Tat Gata. In a relaxed devotional mood, Ananda Gopal. Not concentrated, in a very happy mood, devotional mood, and so on. So don't come under stress. We will chant today 64 rounds, but we will, you will be surprised in the evening. There is a surprise waiting for you. Surprise means surprise. I cannot tell it. No, we will, and my dear devotees, if some of you will find it a little difficult and you want to, and you get so much on the mental platform, come at 1 o'clock to my shop and get some biscuits and energy bars and good mineral water with vitamin C in it, you know, and so on. Or if that even doesn't work and you don't want to see anyone, you are frustrated because an insect bit you on that day and disturbed your concentration. You can also, when you don't feel to, you want to continue chanting, you can also go and read something. Be then for yourself, take a book. It's not a defeat. You are on the level where you are. And it's not problematic to, we need honesty in spiritual life. Please be patient. I always like to give this example. You know, we have now, thank you, gone in our Japa retreat, through the different gates. We have gone, aligned the body, the mind, we have prayed yesterday, the heart. Now we sit before the temple of the holy name. We simply sit there and we wait for Krishna. Isn't it nice after many millions of births you are sitting before the temple of the Lord? You should be happy. You should wait. If he wants to open the door, let him open the door. If he wants to wait, he will have his reason. Mahajwala, you can hold this because I need to talk. You know, when you stand before the temple of the Lord, if you sit there already, Manditangi, you have gone so far. Should you go like, and, my mind. No, you should be like a happy child. You stand there, you wait for the Lord, waiting for the sun to come. You can't control him. You can't control the sun. You're in a happy mood. You made it already, Christina. You made it. You are so close to Krishna. And the door will open. It opens for everyone at the time where Krishna wants it. So be just happy and relaxed. Sit on the steps of the temple of the holy name. Who of you was in Vashana? Have you noticed in the morning there's the Mangal Arati and they keep the door, the first door is closed and everyone sits on the step and some old men are thinking, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Oh, Radhe Radhe. You know, this, isn't it? This is how they sing, you know. And you sit there, and you hear sometimes a little loud, no problem. It's good devotional singing. And you sit there, and you know the door will soon open. And then I will go into the temple. First I will go Levo, then I will go straight, then I will go another steps up. Desno, and then that door will also be open, and then I will run to the altar, which is open. No, that is also closed again. And then you stand there and everyone, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. And then it opens, the door opens, and everyone goes like, Jeho! And throws flowers, and prays, and there's a shoveling and a lot. You're moving to the left, to the right, because the crowd is a typical Brijbasi crowd that means absolutely undisciplined. 100% undisciplined, I think. But very devotional. And that's what counts. And then you are there. So today we sit before on the steps of the temple of our Lord. So, I thank you very much. You can roll it back. I will not take questions and answers because I don't want to disturb your Monavrata. I have taken the questions and answers in the middle of the class a little bit about something where I felt you were very interested to know the details about Monam. And now I wish you the best, give your best effort, give simply your best in a nice relaxed way, and let Krishna do the rest. I suggest to you one little thing. It's very, very helpful to chant maximum number of rounds, to chant in the temple room here. But also please sometimes chant for yourself in solitude. Sit somewhere. But if you would sit all the time there, here you will find more support because there's more energy here, more spiritual energy. Out there is nice nature, but not the nature is also material energy. Yes. A very good question. I think we should come at 7:00. Or would you? Let us see. We need 8 hours to complete. Breakfast, lunch. Who has? How may I ask? You have already. Who of you is starting his rounds? I was very tired. I'm starting my rounds also. Yeah, you have starting means you have not yet chanted many rounds. You have starting rounds means who of you has not chanted many rounds or has not chanted so many? I have chanted 4 rounds. 4 or what? Yes. So maybe we should give longer time then. So that there is no stress. We don't want any stress. Is 8:00 good? Because tomorrow we can sleep a little. No, tomorrow is excursion day. Tomorrow is an easy day. Tomorrow is, the Pandava Senas would say, a fun day. We will learn Yoga Nidra tomorrow. Really, I'm serious. We will lie down and learn how to sleep in the yoga way. That is how to have very spiritual dreams, you know. If you're interested, I thought it's fun to, you know. We will walk to the monastery. We will have a scientist of religious research give to us an interesting lecture. Tomorrow is very, a very cultural day. And we will hear about the life of Haridas Thakur. It will be very nice. But we will eat breakfast tomorrow at, what was it? When did we think? 6:45, we will start with your breakfast. Because we want to get in the boat. Maybe that's a little fanatical, isn't it? 6:45 is you're still under the shower. Breakfast. I have no inspiration for breakfast. Let me finish my shower, please. I think 7 o'clock. Huh? Yeah, it's the same. It just sounds differently. So if you have to do some talking, you can do it here. But the moment you go over the threshold, and I really also want to ask my Croatian translation team, you're very joyful, please, when you have done your Mona Vrata. Huh? So when you go over the threshold means, what is it? The brak? The brak. When you go over the brak. B. Now I'm bewildered.
Like Prague.
Oh yeah, Prague is easy. when you go over the Prague, then is the vow of silence for you. You can feel like, you know, like someone who is on an airplane, and then then Mona has you. You will do it. Don't look so scared. You know, this is very easy. Davayati. We must. Damayanti has extra support. We have a deity of Haridas Thakur who chanted how many rounds? No, not 300. 196 rounds. Why? 192 rounds. So we will have extra support, Braj Kishore. You just need to look at Haridas Thakur and say 64. Nothing. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Damayanti. You are always thinking of our support. I suggest we now sit for one moment. Sit properly. And you may look towards the deities, Radha Kundya Vihari. And just for a short time, collect your thoughts. And then pray to Radha Kundya Vihari to kindly allow you to chant the holy names today. Pray to them for support so that you can chant enlivened rounds in a joyful spirit. And just pray that whatever mercy they want to show you today, that is entirely up to them. We will be like this for 30 seconds. So I wish you a wonderful experience on your 64 rounds day. Expect miracles. Hare Krishna.